So the snippets is sponsored Lila Nishmas Adol Bas Yehuda Tzvi. We are in the Halleluka of Shir Lo Shir Chadash, and we're up to the pasuk Ki Rotzeh Hashem Bi'Amo. Hashem takes pleasure, He delights Bi'Amo in His people. Yifa'er Anavim Bi'Yeshua, He honors or He adorns those who are Anavim, which can be described as the lowly, the downtrodden, or more accurately, the humble. And how does He honor them? How does He adorn them? Be Yeshua, with victory or with salvation. So last time I gave you homework. See how many of you did it. Which is the following question. What does it mean to describe Yefa'er Anavim be Yeshua? If they're Anavim, if they're humble and modest, how are they Yefa'er? How do you glorify a humble person? It's a paradox. It's a contradiction. If you're glorifying, if you're honoring, they're not humble. If they're humble, they don't seek and they're not a recipient of glorification. So what does it mean? Rav Schwab has one. I want to share with you two interpretations. Rav Schwab, in his Sefer, describes that the more of an anav, the more humble and assuming, the more modest, the more self-aware of their own shortcomings. The arrogant person thinks they're perfect. The arrogant person thinks they've arrived. The arrogant person feels superior. The humble person realizes they're imperfect, they're fallible, they've made mistakes, they have shortcomings. So the more humble a person is, the more they are aware of their own shortcomings. And a person who's aware of their own shortcomings lives with a consciousness, lives with a mindfulness of judgment, the accountability for those shortcomings or those mistakes. The one who feels greater the accountability is more likely to be crowned with the salvation of Tchiyas HaMeisim. So the more humble you are, the more likely you're predisposed to take the steps to improve, to repair, to better yourself. You're more likely to do tshuva. You're more likely to atone and earn forgiveness for the mistakes we've made, which in turn will earn Tchiyas HaMeisim. So says Rav Schwab, Yeshua in this context, Yefa'er Anavim Bi Yeshua, don't focus on the Yefa'er, the glorification, but on the Yeshua, the Tchiyas HaMeisim, the resurrection of the dead, in the world to come, the reward that will be waiting for those who are truly humble. How does Rav Schwab know in this context the word Yeshua means Tchiyas HaMeisim, refers to a future era, an era of redemption? We use the word Yeshua elsewhere. How do we describe in our own Amida? Umatzmiach Yeshua. And in that context, we ask Hashem Matzmiach to blossom, to flower the Yeshua, the salvation. Salvation there doesn't mean Gezunt and Parnasa and Nachas and Alagut the Brachos. Yeshua there means Matzmiach Yeshua, to hasten, to blossom the future redemption. So similarly here says Rav Schwab, Yifa'er Anavim, the one who's an Anav in this world, operate and relate to others and live as a humble, modest person in this world. And Yifa'er, in the future tense, you will be glorified and adorned, be Yeshua. The reward will be waiting in the world to come. The reward for the modesty and the self-awareness and the self-regulation and the internal inspiration to do tshuva will be Yeshua in the time of salvation. But the Heilige Ishbitzer, the Me'ah Shilach, gives another answer to the same question. What do you mean, Yifa'er Anavim? If you're glorifying, where's the humility? If there's humility, where's the glorification? A humble person cringes from glory. So the Me'ah Shilach, the Ishbitzer, says that the glorification of the honor of the humble person takes place only when you are the beneficiary or the recipient, the subject of Hashem's Yeshua, Hashem's salvation. In other words, the person of their own accord, the person in their own estimation, is an anav, is humble, is modest. But the fact that Hashem has deemed them worthy of intervening and interceding on their behalf is the Yifa'er. A person can say, I'm lowly, I'm humble, I'm modest, I don't need, I don't deserve, I'm unworthy. But when Hashem, nevertheless, the greater, the more powerful, the more well-known, and a person nevertheless is willing to, so to say, lower themselves to intervene or intercede or help or save someone who sees themselves as unworthy, that is in itself the Yifa'er. So how does the humble person become glorified? When Hashem has deemed them worthy of His acting and helping on their behalf. Rav Avigdor Miller explains that the word Yeshua in this context, unlike Rav Schwab, Yeshua, salvation, is related to two words whose meaning is interconnected. First, it's related, Yeshua, to the word sha'ah, which we find in Bereshis, ve'alkayin ve'almin chasolo sha'ah, to Kayin and to his gift, he didn't turn. Means, Yeshua, sha'ah, in this context, means to pay attention. It means to relate to. And it's connected to the word Sha'ashua, Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Great song, Yelad Sha'ashuim. To be a Yelad Sha'ashuim is a child of, in that context, Sha'ashuim, a child of pleasure, or with which to play, to be together. So the word Yeshua, from Sha'ashuim, it means closeness, togetherness, attentiveness, joy in being together. So that's what the whole Pasuk means, says Rav Avigdor Miller. Ki rotze Hashem be'amo. Hashem is rotze, He wants us, He longs for us, He loves us, He is appeased by us, He enjoys His time with us. Ki rotze Hashem. It's not a burden on Hashem, He's not tolerating us. Ki rotze Hashem be'amo. You know, there are moments, or there are people, there are experiences, there are events that you'd really rather not. You just have to tolerate. And then there's things that you can't wait, you anticipate and you count down to. So, Ki rotze Hashem be'amo. We are His people, and He enjoys and looks forward to Ki rotze, this ritzui, in His spending time with us. And therefore, Yifa'er anavim b'Yeshua. He indicates His togetherness with us, Yeshua, the pleasure, the connection, the bond. That is the glory of the humble one. Our status is elevated. Our status rises. Our worth rises. Our trust, Hashem's trust in us. He validates us and He basically testifies on our behalf by providing that Yeshua. Yeshua meaning togetherness, and Yeshua means His pleasure in us. His desire to be together with us, and the pleasure He draws from being be'amo with us, is in itself the testimony of the Yifa'er. That is our very glorification, and that is what elevates us.